AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. California Governor Gavin Newsom slammed Europe's response to President Trump's tariff threats as pathetic and embarrassing and urged European leaders to unite and stand up to the U.S. Newsom spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Trump has announced a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from 8 European nations that oppose his bid to acquire Greenland. His speech at the World Economic Forum tomorrow is expected to touch on the semi-autonomous island. Speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One at Palm Beach International Airport, Trump said,
"I have a lot of messages for Davos, but the primary message is how well the United States is doing. And I say it all the time. A year and a half ago, we were a dead country, and now we have the hottest country in the world."
Trump's Board of Peace is also sure to be a Davos talking point. That group will supervise the next phase of the Gaza peace plan. The president has said Russian President Vladimir Putin has been invited to join the board. An Israeli official says Israel has also been asked to join, while France is holding off accepting for now. In sports, the Hoosier State's championship pedigree has officially flipped from the hardwood to the gridiron.
Indiana has won its first national championship in football. The university, once best known for basketball, capped a perfect 16-0 season by prevailing over Miami 27-21 in the college football playoff title game. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza sealed the victory by bulldozing his way into the end zone on a 12-yard run at 9:18 of the fourth quarter. Miami's Carson Beck finished with a touchdown and a game-sealing interception, seeking a winning touchdown in the final minute. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Valentino, fashion designer to the jet set, has died at the age of 93.
World-famous actresses, first ladies, fashionistas, Valentino dressed them all. The Italian fashion designer, known for his signature red, died at 93 in Rome. Valentino Garavani's foundation announcing his passing Monday. His career began in the 1960s until retirement in 2008. Along the way, he told the AP,
"I still really motivated because I love my job very, very much."
And what he loved about designing.
I love making women sensational, glamorous.
Valentino was born into a well-off northern Italian family. He said it was his childhood love of cinema that set him down the fashion path. He will lie in repose in Rome Wednesday and Thursday with a Friday funeral.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.